Weekend Breakfast with Sarah Jane King
on Cape Talk.
All right, he's the man with his finger on the pulse of all the outdoor events and experiences that you need to know about. Jeff Ayliffe's got your outdoor report for you this morning. Morning, Jeff.
Thanks, SJ. Good morning. A sunny day predicted. The wind's coming out of the southeast for the most part. In fact, the whole week is starting to look really pleasant. Peninsula Ramblers, the hike today from the end of Tafelberg Road up to Camps Bay Corner and then back. That's on that zigzag path, meeting at 9 o'clock this morning. A little bit of a later start at the Kloof Neck parking area. And you'll hike up the zigzag to the contour path to the corner and back. It's a standard Kloof Corner climb. It takes you up across some great views, both towards the Hottentots Holland Mountains and over the city, and also around the corner and down the 12 Apostles. Tomorrow's hike, Sunday, Camel Rock and the Underground Forest, meeting at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning at the Constantia Neck parking. You'll go up the first stairway, circle around Eagle's Nest to Camel Rock, and to the De Villiers Dam, then an unused path to the underground forest with some wormholes and some memorial grounds, back via Overseas and the Jeep track. It's going to be a strenuous day, a long day out with some exposure as well as a bit of scrambling. The Two Oceans Aquarium, along with the Two Oceans Aquarium Education Foundation, are urging the public to adopt a turtle. And in doing so, you'll be assisting towards turtle rehabilitation. Communications Manager Renee Luna gave me more details.
Hi, Jeff. Yes, the Two Oceans Aquarium Education Foundation has recently launched its 2022 turtle adoption season, and currently the foundation is rehabilitating about 70 loggerhead hatchlings. It costs round about, on average, 8,000 rand per turtle to rehabilitate them and get them ready for release. And each year the foundation has a turtle adoption campaign where we ask members of the public and corporates and so on to help us cover the costs involved with this rehabilitation. And you can adopt a little hatchling for 6,000 rand, and that will obviously cover some of the costs involved. We encourage people to get together, get a friend group together, or maybe there's a school that wants to adopt a turtle. And when you adopt the turtle, you get to name the turtle, you get regular updates about the turtle, and you'll also receive a certificate to say that you've adopted this turtle. And all information and all the turtles that are available for adoption, you will find at aquariumfoundation.org.za. And yeah, we call on everyone to assist us in rehabilitating more turtles.
That's Renee Luna, the communications manager at the Two Oceans Aquarium. School holidays are almost here. Meanwhile, that means the little ones will be running up the walls over the winter at their houses. City Rock, though, are offering a great solution. If you want to introduce your youngster to some climbing, they will be operating from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Mondays to Thursdays. Those extended hours are going to be happening from the 27th of June to the 15th of July. So you can start your day of climbing even earlier. Please note that bookings are required for day pass kids under 13, and you can go to their website cityrock.co.za to get more details. So those times again, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. starting this coming Monday, the 27th of June, and going right through to July the 15th over the period of the holidays. And also a reminder, the Rhodes Memorial Hack Meet happening today from 8:30 until 12:30, and you've asked to please, if you've got time, to join on either today's or any of their monthly hacks on the slopes of Table Mountain. After a fire a year ago, there's lots of pine and wattle that are growing fast alongside plenty of indigenous vegetation, and you'll be working directly with Sandparks in collaboration with Friends of Table Mountain and Newlands Forest Conservation Groups. And you'll meet at the parking lot next to the old zoo at 8 o'clock. Please wear strong shoes, protective clothing, and take along gloves. If you want to get involved with future hacks, if it's running late today, feel free to pop along to the Friends of Table Mountain, like their page on Facebook. They'll keep you updated with all the happenings that are taking place on Table Mountain. That's it from me. I'll be back again tomorrow.